Welcome to Solo Sailing Trevor White, and today I have a gear talk. I'm going to talk about the Elite Electric Outboard Motor. So I've just recently gone to the Düsseldorf Boat Show in Germany, and whilst I was walking around, I was just looking at different things. So I was sort of curious about the whole electric propulsion thing, checking out bigger systems for the yachts, and also looking at outboards. So I don't really like electric outboards. I think they're not always very practical. However, I found one which I think is super practical, and it's a new design from ePropulsion. It's probably their latest generation. It's only really suitable for yacht to shore, short trips, slow speed, and on my yacht, I carry a 3.3 horsepower Mercury, fully integrated, so the tank's in the motor, and it's super lightweight, so you just lower it down, put it on the dinghy, and it's no real stress. So I carry my dinghy on the deck, and I lower that, and then throw the motor on, so I don't have to worry about jerrys or caddies or anything else. It's a very, very simple process. However, I've been in an area for a while, I'll do some diving on a tour around, longer trips. I've got a 10 horsepower Mariner, and my 3 meter rib will get up on a plane with that 10 horsepower Mariner with a caddy, two people. Drops off the plane as soon as I put all the dive gear and things in, so it's okay. But I find that I use the little Mercury for short stays. So I'm pulling up somewhere, I just want to go into town, grab a few things. I'll use the Mercury to do that. It's also quite cheap, less prone to being stolen. So that's why I was quite curious in the Elite Electric Outboard. It is 6 kilos, fully integrated, battery in the actual tube, motor on the bottom, little rudder and controls on the top. You just plug it in to recharge it off 240 source, or also a 12 volt source, I believe. Adjustable height, little kill switches. It's got quite a few really good concepts. But the thing I like is it's super light, really easy to put on and put off. Little mount. Now, the other thing I thought was okay, it gives you about 45 minutes pushing a standard size little 2 to 3 meter inflatable or rib around. And that's not bad, it's not going to get on a plane. It's just going to push you around at a couple of knots. But it makes it easy. You can female crew, small kids, they can just pick the outboard up, lower onto the dinghy, pass it down to a friend, and it's no real stress. It also just folds up and folds downstairs. So again, you have to worry about theft. When you get into town, you can secure it to your dinghy with a lock. One thing I do hope is that they've got it has an emergency magnetic kill switch, but I'm not sure how that works from a security perspective. I want to be able to lock these things down. That's one of the problems with electric scooters. People can just up and steal them and drive away. You don't necessarily want them to be just taking your electric outboard and voila, brand new outboard for them. So even with my normal petrol outboards, I'm chaining them to the boat so people don't steal them. And then I'm chaining them so that they can't be used when I leave the vessel. So, but anyway, this little electric outboard is about 1,100 euro, which in Australian dollars is about 1,800 bucks, which is about the same price as a petrol outboard of an equivalent power. So overall, I thought it was quite a good deal. And I can see these things being pretty popular. And just a really unique, simple, elegant design. Anyway, that is me talking about electric outboards. It's probably the only one I've seen worth talking about. And thanks for joining me.